Yeah, Perek Vav Matzia, Mishnah 2, second Mishnah. Shoel Sefer, a person who borrowed a parah. Now they had an agreement that Sholu Chatzayoyim Sofu Chatzayoyim, that half of the day it will be a Sheila, in which case the one who borrowed will be Chayiv, even Bo'ines. And the second half of the day will be a Schir, a rental, in which case if it died Bo'ines, he's put. Or Sholu Ayom Sofu Lamocha, the agreement was one day will be a Sheila, the second day will be a Schir. Or third agreement, there were two animals, and Sofu Achas, one of them he rented, one he borrowed. When Mason had died, the one who lent it out wants to get paid, and he makes a claim that I know that it happened at the time or the animal that was Shula, and therefore you owe me the money. The other one says, the Shema says, I don't know, he's Chayiv. Now the Gemara has all discussion over here. Why is Chayiv? He says, I don't know if I owe any money. And the rule is that we paskin, that even though somebody makes a claim you owe me money, and I say I don't know you owe money, you have to prove your case. So the Gemara says, the Tomer case, that Be'etzim, there was a Shvua Deraisa involved here. Why? That there was really another cow mixed into the story, which is not mentioned over here. And two animals died, and over here the case was that they both earn the one who got the deposit agrees that he owes one of the animals, and the second one he's saying any day. In that case already, since he admitted that he owes half of the claim that's being made, he has to make a shvuas moed mixas. Here he cannot make the shvuas moed mixas, because you know, if you say I only owe half, you have to make a shvuas that I do not owe the other half. Here he says I don't know if I owe the other half. So since he's mechuyev shvuah and he cannot make the shvuah, he has to pay. The second case is aseicha amas shvuah meisa b'yom shoyse shvuah meisa b'shoah shoyse shvuah meisa. This is the opposite case, where the seicha who's defending himself says that this animal died at the time or the animal that was rented, and therefore I'm potter. V'alomi yodeya, and the b'yom says I don't know. In such a case, he's potter. Yeah. If one says that the animal that was lent died in Yochayiv, and the other one says, the Shomer says it was a rented one, says, then he has to swear, because there's a contradiction in claims. The Gemara says also over here that it must be talking about some more information here, because there's a rule that if one makes a claim for A and the other one admits to B, that's equivalent to not admitting at all, and he doesn't have to make a shvuah. Here, he claimed cow A, and he admitted to cow B. So the Gemara says that must be that there was a shvuah anyway, because there's a shvuah that's showing him that it has to swear that it died by itself, and he wasn't pasheya. Once he swears that, then there's a rule of gilgul shvuah. Once you make one shvuah, we roll onto you another shvuah, even though under normal conditions you wouldn't have to make it, and therefore in this case he would have to swear. If they both say they don't know when it died, so we're not sure if he owes the money or not. The Amishnah is like Sunchas, that holds the moment of little Sufik, we're in doubt who the money belongs to, you split the claim. We don't pass it like that, we pass it in multiple Sufik, cannot be extracted unless a proof is given. All of Haraya.